that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
This is where faith comes in, and that overriding principle. Faith will cause stuff that's done already in there to take on the form of matter and manifest in this natural realm. This is the victory that overcomes this present world, even your faith. Faith will change stuff around for you. Faith will move furniture out your house. Faith will get new furniture in your house. Come on, somebody. Faith. Now faith. Hebrews 11 and 3. Well, let me do Hebrews 11 and 1 first. You see, Hebrews 11 1 says, now faith is the substance of the things you hope for. And it's the evidence. Faith is the evidence. I don't have to see nothing right here. Because this is not the realm that's ruling me. This is not the one that's dictating to me. This is not the one that's guiding me. This is the natural realm, the carnal realm. We rise above the carnal and the natural realm. We are born of the Spirit of God. Amen. Like Adam was. Adam was of the Spirit when he was created. He didn't have to learn. He just had to discern. We are born again, not of a corruptible, but an incorruptible. So get that back up for me. Now faith is the substance of the things you are hoping for, and the faith is the evidence. Well, how you know it's going to happen? I got evidence. I got all kind of evidence. What kind of evidence? I got faith. Faith is the evidence. You know, in a court of law, somebody trying to convict you of something, if they ain't got no evidence, they ain't got no evidence, forget it. Even if you're guilty. Unless you have evidence in a court of law, they're going to throw that case out. You got to have evidence. Well, in the court of heaven, you got to have evidence. The enemy comes up there to try to accuse you of something. But you come up and your attorney. Come on, that wonderful name called Jesus. Your attorney says, no, I got evidence for him. If you don't have evidence, you have no case. Faith is the invisible substance from which our physical world was and is created. Faith. By faith. Give me Hebrews 11, 3. 11, 1, verse 3. Through faith. Now let me say this to you right here, right now. You won't enter this realm we're talking about except through faith. Except through faith. And look at someone and tell them, you got faith. Don't tell me, well, I can't. I'm happy. No, you got faith. To every man has been given a measure of faith. It's just sometimes what you've been listening to, what you've been watching, who's been influencing you, has been influencing you away from faith and into fear or into the secular or into what you can see, touch, feel, and taste. Mm-mm. But you have faith. Tell somebody again, you have faith. But see, faith has to be like a grain of mustard seed. It's like a seed. You have to plant it. There must be a corresponding action. There has to be a catalyst. You have to say something too. That's the overriding principle. God spoke. All the substance was there, but God spoke into it. Light be, and light became. And we're in his image and after his likeness. So faith is the invisible substance from which our physical world was and is created. God used faith substance and words to create the universe. Your words are carriers of substance. What kind of substance? You determine that with your words. Well, I just can't. Well, it don't ever. I'm just sick and tired. Your words are carrying substance. Remember, the finishing generation has to be concerned with details. And a lot of us have shot ourselves in the foot in our conversation with our words. You think the enemy don't know? He knows the power of words. He fought the angels when Daniel was confessing and decreeing and praying. He fought those, they fought those angels tooth and nail, but those angels broke, that angel broke through and said, Daniel, the first day you prayed and began to decree and began to repent, your words, I heard your words. Your words were heard and I am come for your words. The devil fought tooth and nail, but Daniel didn't change his words. He stayed on the word. He kept confessing the word. He kept repenting. He kept. And the angel broke through. That's the overriding principle of creation. Not satisfied with your life? You can change it. Yes, you can. Not satisfied with your lot in life? Change it. How? By changing the way you think. Changing the way you speak. Amen. You have that authority. Stop waiting on boss man. Nothing wrong with boss man. Stop waiting on him for your increase. God is the God of increase. I'm telling you, you can increase when nobody else on your job is increasing. And what looks like decrease, God will turn that around to an increase. Amen. Words are the carriers of substance. They carry the substance to wherever it is directed. Now remember, this is the overriding principle of creation and how you can create. You create your own world by your faith and by your words. Amen. Sometimes be careful when you get into casual conversations and folk talking unbelief or talking on a level where your faith is not there. You believe in God for something. See, you got to be just concerned with details. Just shrug it off or laugh it off. Yeah, okay. You know, we messed up. Yeah, you messed up. Don't put we in there. Tell somebody, you create your own world. On the vibrations of your word. See, again, everything is vibrating. Everything is moving. Everything is. You look at it on the quantum level, everything's moving. Scientists have looked at things on the quantum level, and there have been experiments done, many more than I'm sharing, but watching atoms and molecules on a certain quantum level and then playing certain type of music over it, and watching the molecules take certain, all kind of get disfigured, and when it's like hard rock, demonic type of music, it gets disfigured. These are the molecules that make up everything. But then playing music that's very comforting and soothing and even spiritual music, and watch the molecules take on certain shapes. Ease. That's on the quantum level. So when you're speaking words, they are carrying things. When you talk about what you can't do, maybe you can't, but God can. Stop limiting the Lord with your mouth. This is the decade of pay, P-E-H, the decade of the mouth, where God's paying a lot, putting a lot of emphasis on your mouth. What comes out of your mouth. See, it's not what goes in your mouth that defiles you. You can eat cake all you want. Cookies. Whatever. That's going out in the drought. I don't need to get graphic, right? But it's what comes out of the mouth that defiles you, because it comes out of your heart. And if your heart is not right, if your heart is toxic, if your heart is full of unbelief, if your heart is full of wavering, if your heart is full of all this stuff, then that's what defiles you. And every idle word that you speak. Now think about this. The Lord said this in Matthew 12. Every idle word men shall speak, they'll give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Now, somebody thinks, well, one day I may be judged of it. No. That day of judgment, see, you release words. And you might have said it Sunday after service. But Tuesday, those words are waiting on you. Because see, that's the day of judgment. That's when them words you said are fulfilled. Now you can flip the script on that and say, you know, you can speak positive. You can speak the blessing of God. And what they have planned for you on Tuesday, you speaking the blessing of God, you decreeing that, you thinking that, you have become that, you proclaim that to be so. And come Tuesday, God sends confusion into the enemy's camp. And instead of cursing, they got to bless you. God said, I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse them that curse you. Don't curse yourself. You create your own world by your faith and your words. Ask somebody, you don't like what you created? Change it. We affect everything around us. This is important for our children, our grandchildren, people we love and care about. You affect everything around you by how you see it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.